Jacksonville, Florida. It's time for another Hour of Power with Apostle Kimberly Daniels. Get ready for a 60-minute experience that will change your life forever.
Jacksonville, Florida. How are you doing this evening? I am so excited. This is Apostle Kim Daniels here live in the studio at Praise 107.9. And we're here again for another hour of power. All right, with Apostle Kimberly Daniels. Listen, I have a testimony. Listen, the Bible says that the devil is defeated by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of our testimony. Can you go ahead and get that sister on the phone? Father, we just bless you and glorify you for this time that we're spending together, God. As family members are gathering, people are on vacation, and they're celebrating the festivities of the season. God, we bless you, and we thank you for angelic intervention, God. We thank you that even as we pray, as we release the word of God, as we praise, we thank you that the angels of the Lord are working overtime on our behalf. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Amen. Well, God bless you. I just want to welcome our Facebook family and Periscope family. Hello, everybody. We are live here in the studio. We're also live on Facebook at State Representative Kimberly Daniels, and that is my private personal page. It's not a government page. So if you could go ahead and follow me and like that page. Also, I'm on Periscope on Kim Daniels FLA. Kim Daniels FLA. I think that's what it is on Periscope. But anyway, wow. The Bible says that those who are the sons of God are led by the Spirit of God. Before I go any further, I want to remind you to share this page, whether you're going to swipe left, swipe right. It depends on the type of phone that you have. Go ahead and swipe and tell somebody that we are on live and we're talking about angels. As I was saying, the Bible says that those who are the sons of God, they are led by the Spirit of God. And as I was coming, although I had been studying on another topic, I had an unction and I called one of my very good friends and I told him, I believe that the Lord is going to have me to minister on angels. So I got my notes out on angels and I'm like, okay, God, you know, I'm just kind of feeling this. And wow. My best friend called me with a testimony and she said, guess what happened at the beauty shop? Now, y'all know that I have church service often at A Touch of Elegance on the corner of Lim Turner and Soutel Drive on the north side, where Miss Sheila, my best friend, has her shop there at A Touch of Elegance. And y'all know the Holy Ghost visit us often. We pray in that beauty shop all the time. But we're going to have Sheila. And for those of you who are on Periscope and Facebook, I'm going to have to interpret it in a little bit to you, but Sheila's coming on live. We're going to let her on and she's going to testify of what just happened at her beauty shop. Sheila, are you on the air?
I'm on the air.
What's up, my sister, demon buster, intercessor, stander in the gap, dweller? How you doing?
Jesus, I'm wonderful. I am so super wonderful and super happy. Oh, God.
Okay. But wait, let me tell you something. Before you tell, don't give it to them yet. Let's egg them on. Let's lead them on. Okay. Oh, don't just drop the bomb on them. But let me tell you something. Whatever you going through, I'm telling you an experience. Cause you know, I was trying to think, I got to do this, I got to do that. Oh, I'm not going to be able to get, everything was on my mind, having so many things to do. But when, and the Spirit of the Lord just said, call Sheila. And Sheila, I haven't talked to you in some days, you know, and that's not normal.
Almost a week.
Almost a week I haven't spoken to you. And, baby, did I need to talk to you, because you are the intercessor of the year, the month, the millennium in my life. But anyway, wow, y'all. I'm telling you that you can be going through some stuff, but when something happens, like this sister is about to tell you, I want you to sit back and go ahead and hit those hearts. If you believe in angels, go ahead and hit those hearts. You believe in angels. I want to see if anybody believe in angels. And I'm gonna talk about scriptures on angels. I want to talk about my experience with angels. Go ahead and hit those hearts if you believe in angels. So, Miss Sheila, go ahead and drop the bomb.
Okay. Getting ready to leave this beauty salon on not this Friday past, but Friday before last. And I'm turning off my lights in the bike area. It's a huge salon. So I'm turning off my light in the bike area, and I have cameras all over the salon because it's so large. And so I'm walking in the room where my monitor is, and I'm looking at, I always check the monitor out to make sure no one is out bike in the parking lot, because a lot of times we're leaving from the salon late at night. So I'm looking at the monitor, and in the shampoo area, I'm looking at all these flying white, look like feathers, all just flying all over the place in the shampoo area.
Wait a minute now. Let me just catch everybody up on Facebook and Periscope. This is Sheila from A Touch of Elegance, beauty salon where I get my hair done, on the corner of Lim Turner and Soutelle. Now, she was in the back, and she has monitors up in her beauty shop, and she's saying she saw feathers. Okay, she saw feathers, and go ahead. We're talking about the sister just had an angelic experience. We haven't even talked. I'm telling you, I just found out 45 minutes ago and already planned on talking about angels. Go ahead, Sheila, and talk some more.
And so I go back into the shampoo area because I'm thinking I left the fan, the ceiling fan on, and things are flying around. I didn't know what to think at that moment. So I go back in the shampoo area, and there's nothing on. Then I go back in the room where I have my monitor, and I'm looking at it, and I'm looking at it, and it's just flying all over in that shampoo area. And I'm saying, oh, my God, a visitation of angels. And I just started praying, and I called my coworker, and she came in the room where I was, and we both looking at it, and she started praying, and we just had us a Holy Ghost party.
Well, stop right there. Let me see, because Facebook they and Periscope, they're licking their chops right now. See, they can't hear you, so I got to tell them. This sister said that she was in her beauty shop, and she saw some feathers. She thought it might have been the wind blowing, a fan blowing something loose. There was no fan. She looked at the monitor, and she saw angels all over her shampoo area. Okay. Then she went and called her, here we go now, her partner, her coworker, and the coworker saw the angels. So she hadn't been smoking no hashish. She wasn't on no medication. You got two people that saw angels, and Sheila. Yes. In case folk want to question this, how about, did you take a picture of it?
I videoed it.
And you video? Do y'all want to see that video? Y'all know I'm gonna put that video on my Facebook Live. Okay, she videoed the angels. Oh, my God.
Yes.
You know what? It's something else, Sheila. You know, we spend a lot of time praying in that beauty salon. And you know what? I don't believe, I believe that it's just the will of God. You know, God will just allow you to have a visitation. And I don't know about you out there that's listening, but I'm excited. You know, it makes me forget about all the other stuff that I thought was so important. Lay all that foolishness down. Hey, angels in the beauty shop. Go ahead, Sheila. Tell us some more.
So Lois had a client in her chair. So I called the client in the room, and I turned all of the lights out in the salon. And the angels, oh my God! If I could just show you, they were all over the salon.
Oh my God!
Multiple angels all over the salon. It was thousands of them.
Thousands. Oh, I can't imagine. I mean, she said that she called a client in, and there were thousands of angels all over the salon, just everywhere.
Everywhere. In the shampoo area.
In the shampoo area. Were they outside in the parking lot?
No, it was not in the parking lot. parking lot at all. They were inside the salon.
The angels were just inside the salon. What is God getting ready to do at that beauty shop?
They were in the barber shop.
They were in the barber shop too, next door?
Yeah, next door in the barber shop. They were everywhere. All we could do, and every time I would say, Lord, have your way, it just like they multiplied. They just kept multiplying.
Well, every time you spoke, listen, now that's very important. Every time you spoke, the angels responded.
Yes.
Oh, yes. My God. Yes. I'm telling you that I'm getting real happy. She said that she began to speak and say, Lord, have your way. And she said every time she spoke, the angels multiplied. Now let's go back to me walking out of my house, dragging bags, you know, got so much to do, so many stops, and what am I going to do for my show? And it just drops in my spirit, minister on angels.
Wow.
You need to know that when you call me, Sheila, and I told you, I said, Sheila, I'm getting ready to go minister on angels. Did I say that to you?
You did.
And were you surprised that, you know, because, you know, the spirit speaks expressly, you know, and God, I heard that a lot of other services, people were talking about angelic visitations and
yes,
they were talking about angels, and maybe it has a lot to do with the season and what's going on with the holiday. But I'm telling you, it's not just a holiday. It's a holy day because
holy
the angels have come and sat down and manifested. Angels are around all the time anyway, but they manifested themselves to us. And Sheila, it was just such a, you were crying and I could feel that you were full of God. And you know what? I'm telling you, I needed it. I didn't see the angels. I'm gonna look at the video, but I needed to hear about the angels because it's gonna increase my faith, because I know God is doing something awesome behind the scenes.
God is doing great things, Pastor. I didn't tell you this Friday night, they manifest in the parking lot, just like they were in the salon.
You saw angels Friday night in the parking lot on the north
this
side.
Friday.
Wasn't going to be no shooting there, huh?
No.
No gun violence.
None whatsoever. They were so multiple all over the parking lot this Friday night, Pam.
Well, are you going to be at your shop? Because I want to come by your shop. Can I come by your shop after the show? I ain't trying to be greedy. Maybe an angel might show up, but I just want you to lay hands on me, baby. I think that it's awesome. I know you spend time with him. I've been praying since yesterday. We've been praying all day. And when I got through praying, the Lord said, minister on angels. And my best friend called me and said she had an angelic visitation. Go ahead and put that on the screen, Facebook and Periscope, and say, Brian Carr, where you at? Angels are moving around in Duval County.
Yes, Lord.
Sheila, is there anything else you want to say?
Just that God is getting ready to do great things. He said, whatever you want, ask for it and believe it.
Sheila is saying, she heard the Lord saying, that he's about to do great and awesome things. Whatever you want, ask for it. I already know what I want. I already know what's on the top of my list. And for those of you out there who are listening, if you don't believe in angels, you need to start believing. I'm telling you, I'm going to put that video. You know, once I was at one service and an angel's wing showed up on a big, I mean, obvious, not of some kind of glitch in the camera, but an obvious angel wing. Beautiful angel's wings are so beautiful. It was so fluffy and beautiful. It showed up on the camera in the sanctuary, and I'm telling you, I couldn't sleep for days after that. I probably won't be able to sleep now, knowing that the angels are, listen, angels are everywhere, but it's something for God to manifest that. And Sheila, is it anything else? I'm going to let you go, and I want to talk about what the Word of God says about angels.
Go ahead and talk about the Word. I'm so happy I had the opportunity to share with you, and you're sharing it with everyone else, but I can't wait to show it you this video.
You put the video on your phone?
It's on my phone.
So you can't send the video?
I tried to send it. Will won't let me send it. I don't know how to share.
Don't mess it up, baby. Don't mess it up.
So I'm going to leave it like it is. And maybe once we get together,
Once we get together, I'll be over your house or your beauty shop as soon as I leave here. I want to see the angels, okay?
Okay, call me when you leave.
All right, y'all, those of you who are listening,
I'm not going to hang up. I'm going to listen to the broadcast.
All right, then. I love you.
Okay. I love you.
Those of you who are listening, we will be, wow, I'm telling you, God has blown my mind. I get so excited. And sometimes we're so caught up in such carnality and such fleshy stuff. When the supernatural power of God manifests, I'm telling you, you have to be in place. Are you ready for your miracle? If the angels show up, are you going to talk yourself out of it? If God gives you a miracle, are you going to talk yourself out of it? Well, let me tell you what the word of God says about angels in Genesis 28 and 12. The Bible says that where Jacob was stationed, he said that the Bible says that the angels descended and ascended, descended and ascended. And I just want to say to you that that's one of my favorite prayers that I pray in binding and loosing. The Bible said, whatever you bind on earth is already bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth is already loose. And I will decree and declare in a minute that the ladder, Jacob's ladder, has fallen down upon the earth, and the angels are bringing to us what we need, taking away what we don't need. Bringing to us what we need, taking away what we don't need. That's in Genesis, the 28th chapter, the 12th verse. And here's a very good scripture for those of you who are concerned about the gun violence and all of the things that are going on, the crime rate, things that are happening in our midst, especially in some of our communities. You know, when the police can't get there in time, I'm telling you, there's some time you need a supernatural intervention from God. And Psalms 91 and 11 says that God gives his angels charge over us to deliver us and keep us and protect us. You know, if I were you, I would put my hand over my heart and say, God gives his angels charge over me. You need to have your children, when they go to school, to not only just put on the whole armor of God, but I believe that there are angels that are waiting to work, and that are, because you heard what she said, that the angels responded to her words. And even when Daniel prayed, the Bible says that the angel showed up to him and said, we were dispatched the first time you prayed. When your words went forth, we went forth. And that's what we need to know about angelic intervention. We just need to believe. You know, everybody's not going to see the angels in the beauty shop or the angels in the house. And everybody's not going to see that. But you got to believe. You got to know that God says that he gives his angels charge over us. And I believe I got a special angel that watches over me. And Psalms 35 and 5 says, let the angel of the Lord chase the enemy. So in other words, the angel of the Lord, our God's angels, will cause your enemies to flee, cause your enemies to scatter. And you know, you just can't think it. You got to say it. You got to release Michael, you know, the warring angel. And you got to release Gabriel, the guardian, the messenger angel. And I believe that there's warring angels, there's guardian angels, there's all kinds. And I'm going to talk, as a matter of fact, let me talk about the different kinds of angels that we release. And okay, in Daniel 9, put this scripture, Daniel 9, 21 through 23, it says that our angels are sent to answer prayer. In Daniel, the 10th chapter, the 12th verse, and Acts, the 27th verse, 23 through 25, read it in your free time. I'm going to say that one more time. Daniel 10 and 12, Acts 27, 23 through 25, it says that angels come to minister peace and encouragement. I was just on Facebook Live talking about peace. And I just did a whole teaching on peace. But this says that angels actually come to minister peace and encouragement. And in Daniel, on Daniel 10 and 10 verses 10 and 11, it says that the angels come to remind God's people of his love. Listen, you know that when the angels show up, you know that God loves us. Amen. And in Matthew 2 and 13, it says angels also come to deliver warnings. In Matthew 13 and 39, it says they come to manifest the reaping of the end time harvest. Matthew 18 and 10, it says the angels come to minister to children. Y'all need to write that down. When you believe in God for your seed, believe in God for your children. Matthew 18 through 10, say, God, I thank you for your ministering angels that are specifically assigned to my children, that are specifically assigned. Release those angels, especially when your children are going out on the road, driving back to college, or they may be at functions, or they may be at parties, or they may be at whatever they're doing when they go to school. Release those. When you pray over your children, plead the blood of Jesus, lay hands on them, show them how to put on the whole armor of God, tell them what to say to do it. But then say, God, send your ministering angels to Reebok Junior High School. God, send your ministering angels to Sherwood Elementary. God, send your ministering angels. It also says in Luke, the first chapter, verse 13 through 20, that's a few scriptures there you need to read. Luke 1, 13 through 20, it says that angels come to inform believers or to deliver a message. And I'm telling you, y'all know that Gabriel, no one can do messaging or send a message like the archangel Gabriel. Luke 15 and 10 says, rejoice the angels. Check this out. When one soul, I know we get so happy when we have mega ministries and we have a lot of stuff going on. But the Bible says that when one person gives their heart to Jesus, that the angels rejoice when they are saved. Luke 22 and 43 says that angels can even be put in place to strengthen believers. Now, y'all know I got to give a testimony. Now, let me see if I could think of any angelic testimonies. I don't see angels all the time, but once I was oversleeping and I was in the military and I saw a finger, the angel's finger was like, one finger was so big and like the finger touched me and woke me up, and it was an angel. I couldn't see the angel. I just saw the finger and it touched me and woke me up. Now, but this is when I saw an angel. And you know, sometimes you think that, oh, to see an angel, you got to be deep. I really wasn't deep. I had got off from work. I was working at the food stamp office on Garfair, and I had worked so long, and this police officer, I didn't know him, but he invited me and my family to have dinner. I don't go to folks' house. I wasn't an international speaker and all that at the time. But I went to his house, and I was very tired. And I'm going to show y'all I was at the man's house, and I did this. I was sleeping with my mouth open, with my head back. I fell asleep, okay? And when I opened my eyes, there was no roof on the building. There was no roof, and an angel was so big, and it was looking down at me. Had a long white, this angel was huge. It was one angel looking down at me, and I'm telling you the truth, I jumped, looked like the angel jumped. I got up running, and I ran to, up to the lady of the house. I never met her, but I said, endometriosis. Now, at that time, I didn't know what that was, and she was like, oh, what does that mean? I said, endometriosis. She said, oh my God, that's what I'm having a problem with. And God healed her instantaneously. She was instantly healed in her womb. This was, I think, maybe 17 years ago. She could not have a baby. And that woman was pregnant within months when the doctor said that she could not have a baby. Now, I don't go around. Let me tell you something. Don't go around looking for angels, and don't try to make an angel, because you be entertaining the wrong spirit. Y'all go ahead and hit those hearts on Facebook Live now if you believe in angels. And the Bible says that we can even, that's why you got to be careful how you treat people. You got to be careful that you're not entertaining angels unaware. In other words, there can be somebody that you may think that's a person. The Bible says that you can entertain angels unaware. But let's go to Psalms 35 and 5. We said that the angels of the Lord would chase the enemy. Psalms 35 and 6 says, let the angel of the Lord persecute the enemy. Y'all need to put that on the screen. The angels, Father, I release that angel to chase my enemy. I believe I release that angel to so that persecution
will leave me and come upon my enemy, displacing that persecution. Daniel 10:13 says, let your angels fight for me in the heavens against principalities. You remember I told you about the prince of Greece and the prince of Persia when Daniel first prayed, the first time he prayed. So we don't have to beg God. We got to pray and walk in faith. And the Bible says the first time that Daniel prayed, the angels were released. Are y'all ready to release some angels today? The Bible says also in Isaiah 63:9, let the angel of your presence save me. In Zechariah 12:8, it says, let your angels go before me and make the crooked places straight. Angels, be released. And everything that's crooked, every person that's crooked, every place that's crooked, God, let your angels be loosed to make them straight in the name of Jesus. And Exodus 33:2, it says, send your angels before me to prosper my way. Did you know that the angels can go ahead of you for the spirit of prosperity? If you're going out of 2018 into 2019 and you're believing God for a breakthrough in your finances, let's send the angel of the Lord ahead of us. I believe that the angel is being released right now. And when I get to 2019, that angel of prosperity that's already gone ahead of me will be there to meet me in my moment of prosperity. Also, it says, send your angels before me to prosper my way. Numbers 20:16, it says, Lord, hear my voice. Hear my voice. And send your angels to deliver me. So that's very important. I'm telling you, your voice activates angels. When you speak the word, when you decree and declare a thing, that's why decrees and folk, you know, you can hear us, we always start, I decree and declare. When we decree and declare things, we activate angels. I don't know about you, but I'm ready. I'm on ready. I don't need a whole lot of folk. I just need, the Bible says one can put 1,000 to flight, 2, 10,000. I just need 2 or 3 people. Now, if I get thousands to agree with me, that would be great. But we don't need but 2 or 3 so that we can touch and agree and put some things to flight. Matthew 4:11 says, send your angels to minister unto me. Hebrews 12:22 says, I have come to Zion and to an innumerable company of angels. Come on, put that on the screen. An innumerable, a large number, a large company of angels. And that's what my friend Sheila was just saying. She was saying that, wow, angels were everywhere. Well, how can that many angels be in a small building? You cannot explain or discern the things of the spirit with a carnal mind. If you're trying to use scientific knowledge or you want to be technically savvy, you're going to lose out. Because God, when he operates in the supernatural, he will show up, and all you have to do is flow in the Holy Ghost and believe. Amen. Amen. Listen, Hebrews 12:22 talks about the innumerable company of angels. And Hebrews 1:14 says, I'm an heir of salvation. Send your angel to minister to me. Matthew 12:11 says, send your angels to deliver me from the hand of the enemy. Luke 12:8 says, Lord, confess me before your holy angels. Acts 27:23 says, send your angels in the night to minister to me. Send your angels in the midnight hour. There are angels that are working overtime. There are angels in at midnight. That's the darkest, deepest part of the night. When you're going through something, I know that somebody out there is hearing me right now, because some folk, you lollygagging, and this is a lackadaisical thing. Maybe I'll take it or maybe I won't. But there are some people out there listening to me right now, and you need angelic intervention. You need the hand of God. By the releasing of his angels, the angels of the Lord, to come and to work on your behalf. I don't know about you, but I am not walking by sight. I'm walking by faith. And I believe God at every iota of his word and every syllable of his word. I believe it, and I believe in angels. If you believe in angels and you right now on Facebook Live and you on Periscope, go ahead and hit those hearts and let those hearts keep going if you believe in angels. And the sister says she saw an innumerable amount of angels, okay? Here we go. Genesis 32:1. Are y'all ready for this? Lord, let your angels meet me as I walk into my destiny. Put that on the screen. Destiny angel. Wow. The destiny angel is the angel that go before you. And there's a scripture that says you can't play with that destiny angel, because if you provoke the destiny angel and make that destiny angel mad, it will be a terrible thing to deal with. It'll be better that you not have had an angel than to cut up on that destiny angel. And this scripture in Genesis 32:1, it says, let your angels meet me as I walk into my destiny. Are you ready to walk into your destiny? Are you just waiting, sitting around, waiting for something like an acorn to fall out the sky and hit you on the top of the head? Or do you know that you know that you know that greatness is ahead of you? You have a destiny that's already been outlined in the spirit. The lines of the spirit have fallen upon you in sweet and agreeable places. And if I were you, I would write that scripture down. And when I get up every day, and I believe that as we're going into 2019, coming through and coming out of 2018, go ahead and put Genesis 32:1 down. Lord, let your angels meet me as I walk into my destiny. And here we go. Acts 8:26 says, send your angels to be involved in reaching the lost. Wow. That means when you want, see, we got to stop transferring members, because sometimes the church ain't growing. We just transferring members from one church to another church. But the Bible talks about in Acts 8:26, how angels can get involved. Pastors, those of you who have ministries, how many of you are releasing the angels that will be on assignment for assisting in winning the lost? Evangelical angels, angels that are working with the spirit of evangelism, because the harvest is ripe, but the laborers are few. I'm telling you right now, I believe if I could just get a few pastors to touch and agree with me and to believe God for increase. The Bible says one person is going to sow, one is going to water, but God is the only one that could bring the increase. And I believe that when it comes to souls, God has angels working overtime, because if all the angels rejoice over one soul, what happens when all the angels work overtime to reach the lost, like the Bible declares in Acts 8:26. Psalm 68:17, it talks about releasing your angelic army to fight for and defend your church. Wow. Okay, pastors, where you at? Apostles, bishops, overseers, where you at? There's a scripture right there, Psalm 68:17. We need to be touching and agreeing and releasing angelic armies, our host of angels, to fight for and defend the church. That could be your church building or the church at large. And Isaiah 37:36 says, send your angels to smite the demons that come to destroy me. Wow, I know we demon busters. And the Bible says, in my name, they will cast out devils. We'll cast out devils. But how about while we're casting out devils, we need to send angels to smite the demons that come to destroy us. So this is an addition to our demon busting deliverance ministries, that angels even come to deliver us from demonic oppression. You know, I'm going to be coming back soon over the air, and I'm going to talk about heaven also, because sometimes we're so earthly. People will say, you're so heavenly minded, you ain't no earthly good. Well, there's some folk, they're so earthly minded, they're no heavenly good. I want to put it on the screen. I want to be heavenly good. I want to be heavenly. I see some folk laughing, and I hope you ain't playing with God, because guess what? They got good angels, and they got angels that come to deal with you. I don't think this is the show to play with, and I know some folk may be hee-hee-ha-ha playing, but this is not the time to be a troll on this show. I'm telling you right now, because we got angels that deal with trolls. How about that? How about that? Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I'm excited about angels. Let me see if I could think of another testimony about angels. Well, listen, I am believing God today that we will have, I'm calling them right now miracles. I'm talking about believing God for angelic intervention where people get healed right. When that angel came on the scene, that woman got healed right away. And I don't know if Sheila told you, but when the angels came in the parking lot the other day, she had a sister that came in that had a crippling disease and she couldn't walk straight. And when the angels showed up, listen, when the angels show up, God show out. Put that on the screen. When the angels show up, God show out. Don't just sit there. Oh, I see an angel. Listen, greater is he that's on the inside. Your angels come to work with you. You know, don't just sit down and point your finger. Get up and walk in the power of God. And that's what Sheila did the other day. And the lady was healed. She was walking straight for the first time. I'm believing God right now. Get ready to call those lines. And whatever, I'm going to step out there like that. You know, we're having on December the 30th, on Sunday night. Now, the ad has been going on throughout the day at Praise 107.9. But we are doing a revival, a healing and deliverance and prophetic revival on 1445 Steel Street. You can't miss this Sunday night live. The last Sunday in 2018. We're going out with a bang. We're going out in healing. We're going out in deliverance. And we're going out with a prophetic word. I believe that the word of God will be so clear and so precise that there'll be not just a clarion call, but a clear word that will be given to you. And I just challenge you to especially bring your children. I want to do special prayer for children. We're going to lay hands on those teenagers and lay hands on those children. You know, we believe in God. That we're hardening our schools in the natural, but let's harden our schools in the spirit by laying hands on our children and praying for them. You know, we already have In God We Trust posted all over schools in the state of Florida, and ain't nobody mad but the devil. I thank God for In God We Trust being posted all over the school. But let's not just put the posters up. Let's trust in God and know that whom the Son makes free, they are free indeed. We're getting ready to pray for some folk. Call in now. Guess what? You're going to get a right now healing. If you're serious about God, you know, my faith can touch with your faith. It's not just about me. Oh, the woman of God is on the air. Well, is the woman or the man of God on the phone? It's about you. See, you got to press in like the woman. Listen, today when I was taught, I said, God, I'm the woman with the issue. I got issues that God need to deal with. And I'm going to hold on to your garment, and I'm not going to let you go till you bless my soul. Is there anybody out there with an issue? And they said this woman had issues for many, many years. And instantaneously, she was instantly healed. If you're on Facebook right now, if you're on Periscope right now, I'm believing God for the healing balm of Gilead, the healing virtue of the Holy Ghost. The healing power of God is going through the airways right now. There is no distance in the spirit. And I just want to say to you that even as we're praying now, can you imagine on the 30th when we're going to be in the sanctuary and we're going to be broadcasting live at 1445 Steel Street right here, Praise 107.9. Y'all got to come out and join me. Listen, bring, you know, they say BYOB, BYOF, bring your own faith. Is that all right? Did I say that right? Bring your own faith. BYOB, that's what they used to say in the world. Bring your own bottle. Bring your own faith. And let me connect your faith to my faith. And we believe in that God is going to show up and touch his people in a way that they've never been touched before. Y'all, if you just joining us, I'm telling you, the angels were all over in the beauty salon. What? God all up in the beauty salon. The anointing of God is moving. It wasn't no big name people. Wasn't any authors of books or international speakers. Just a simple lady sitting there believing God because the angels showed up and God showed out. Do we have someone on the air for prayer? Okay, let me get, okay, you can call in now. Here we go. Maybe I could spend a little time talking to Facebook. 904 296-2251. 904-296-2251. For those of you who are on Periscope and Facebook, I just want to welcome you again. Wow, we got a good crowd. Y'all cooking with grease on Periscope, and we got a lot of folk also on Facebook Live. We have a caller coming in on the air. Hallelujah, Jesus. Go ahead, caller. You're on the air. Did we lose him? They'll call back. Let's see if Bring Your Own Faith. Somebody's back on the line. Go ahead, caller. You're on the air. Hit those hearts for healing.
Yes, ma'am. I'm enjoying the word, and I thank you, and I would like prayer.
Is it, you know, I mean, I'm not trying to get in all your business, but you want prayer. Do you need prayer for your body, prayer for your marriage, prayer for your finances? What in particular do you want us to pray for?
It will be all of above.
Just give me your first name.
Ma'am. If I do it, I'm going to do it right.
What's your first name?
Jackie.
Okay, thank you, Jackie. We're going to pray, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. All right, we have another all of the above. Yeah, put that on the screen. She want an all of the above prayer. Do we have someone on the line? Go ahead, caller. You're on the air.
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Hey, fine. My name is Adair. I'm 28 years old. And I'm calling because I need a total body healing and finances. Back when I was 20, I was diagnosed with polycystic ovarian syndrome and type 2 diabetes. And the doctor said that I will not be able to have kids and that my health is not progressing.
Okay, don't tell me no more. I don't want to hear no more what the doctor is saying, okay? Because guess what? God is saying, take up your bed and walk. Be healed in Jesus' name. Father, I lift up Adara. She's a young woman. And I thank you right now for your ministering angels that are being released to her address right now. God, I thank you for the healing balm of Gilead from the top of her head to the bottom of her feet. God, I thank you that she's being soaked in the anointing in the name of Jesus. Just lift your arms up and receive the healing power of God. I can sense the anointing of God just touching you right now. Father, we thank you. For those of you who are watching by Facebook and those of you who are watching on Periscope, this young lady, she needs she has type 2 diabetes and she needs an ovarian healing, and we decree it and declare. Let's just let God touch you right now, baby. Let God touch you, Adira, in the name of Jesus. Just draw from the anointing. There it is right now. Just soak, just breathe in and breathe out, breathe in. And I command the healing balm of Gilead to come upon you now in Jesus' name. Be healed in Jesus' name, and let the flow of the Holy Ghost be your portion. Walk in your healing, sister. God bless you. Call and testify. Call and testify. We have another caller. God bless you. Another caller on the air.
Hello, my name is Felicia. Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Okay, hello, Apostle.
Hey.
The reason why I was calling, because I have two daughters that were in nursing school, and the school closed down without any notification. And one of my daughters had one more semester to finish, and the other one had like a couple. And I would like to someone to pray in agreement that someone would take their credits and they can go ahead and finish where they stopped off.
All right, I got it written down. We got you. Thank you so much, Felicia.
Thank you.
Okay, we have another caller on the air. Go ahead, caller.
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Hey, Apostle Kim.
Hi, what's your first name?
Monica.
Monica. Okay, and so what did you want God to do for you, Monica?
Well, for my son, Tyreek, I want him to be delivered from perversion and homosexuality.
Okay, you want your son Tyreek to be delivered from perversion and homosexuality.
Yes, ma'am.
God is a deliverer, and
yes,
we will
ma'am.
Be standing in the gap for God to set your son free. Thank you for
yes,
calling
ma'am.
In. We surely will pray. Okay,
thank
and God's gonna honor your
call.
God's gonna honor your prayers.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, go ahead, caller. You're on the air.
How you doing?
Hi. How are you? What's your first name?
Sandra.
Sandra, I feel a weakness in your voice. What is it that you need God to do for you?
I need prayer for strength to not get weary and well doing.
Okay. I'm going to stop and pray for you right now. I bind the spirit of oppression. I see something that is ruling over you. It's not pushing you down. It's ruling over your head like a dark cloud. And I command that empty place in your chest to be filled with joy. That garment of heaviness is coming off of you right now. That spirit of heaviness is coming off of you. I see a spirit of heaviness, not just on you, but sitting on your house. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. I'm just going to pray in the Holy Ghost. God, I thank you for your ministering angels, your angels of comfort, your angels that will minister to this sister in a time of need. In the name of Jesus, God, I plead the blood over this sister right now. Just lift your hands and begin to worship the Lord and thank him. Begin to thank him. Because I see spirits that's really trying to take you out during this holiday season. But this is the word of the Lord unto you. The enemy is not going to take you out. He's taking you up.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. For those of you on Facebook and Periscope, we just prayed for Sister Sandra. She had a spirit of heaviness on her. Come on, y'all just keep standing in the gap and pray as people. I need y'all to be interceding and praying as people are coming on the lines. Go ahead.
Hello.
Caller, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Oh, I'm fine.
Good. My name is Yolanda, and I'm calling from Texas. And I just like angelic protection for my daughter and myself. Something happened this morning on the we were sitting in my driveway, and there were two people that passed by my house, and they didn't see me and my daughter in my car. But they said, that's the house. And I knew that that was I can't even explain it, but I knew that the enemy knew where I lived, and I know that I want me and my daughter protected because the witches in this area know that me and my daughter are on interceding and standing in the gap for this region. So I ask for divine protection, angelic protection.
Okay, so for those of you that are on Facebook and Periscope, we have Sister Sandra calling all the way from Texas, and she is asking for angelic intervention for protection for her and her daughter. Father, we just thank you right now that we release Michael, the archangel Michael, God, and we thank you, God, for the chariots of the Lord, and we thank you for the angelic hosts that are being encamped around her. God, I thank you that there are some enemies in her area, but we touch and agree that there are more for her than there can ever be against her. In Jesus' name I pray.
Thank you,
amen. God bless you. God bless you.
Thank you.
Amen. We have another caller. Caller, you're on the air.
Hi, Apostle Kim.
Hi, how are you? Who am I talking to?
My name is Calandra.
Can you spell that?
Yeah, it's Calandra.
Okay, y'all, we got Calandra on the air. And Calandra, what is it that you want God to do for you?
I need a bodily and financial healing.
You need a bodily and financial. Okay, we're going to go to the next call. We're going to pray for that, okay? That's Calandra. She needs healing in her body and her finances. We have another caller on the air. Go ahead, caller. You're live.
Yes, my name is Althea. I just want to, this is kind of like a praise report. I just want to thank God for you, Pastor Kim, for praying for my children. My daughter-in-law graduated from college with her degree yesterday.
Oh, congratulations.
And my daughter, thank you for praying for my daughter. And she graduated from college. She got a job. I just want to thank God for you for praying for my family. And I just want to ask you to pray for all the principals in Duval County.
Okay. All right. Okay. We got Sister Althea, and she's one of my constituents and was a member of my church. Sister Althea, her daughter was going through some challenges at Florida A&M, and she just graduated from Florida A&M this weekend and is reporting to her job. So somebody give God a praise report for that. Sister Althea, we know your son was delivered from the hands of the enemy in a legal matter and totally delivered. We praise God for that. And we pray right now. You're asking for prayer for all the principals. We pray for the Duval County school system right now. Come on, y'all. Help me pray. Let's pray for the school system, not just Duval County, but all the teachers and the entire school system. God, we lift up the school system in Duval County and all the surrounding counties. We plead the blood over every principal for protection, for provision, for wisdom, for guidance as they govern over our children. In the name of Jesus, God, we lift up our teachers and we thank you, God, for supernatural provision. God, where they're always saying they don't have the money to provide for teachers, God, we're saying that your angels of escort, your angels of deliverance, your angels of prosperity are being released in that area so that wherever that money comes from, the north, south, east, and the west, God, we pray for teachers to be paid. A workman is worthy of their hire. And God, I thank you that for every teacher that's under the sound of my voice, that you are blessing them abundantly in their personal lives. And we thank you that you're getting down in the state business, you're getting down in the county business, you're getting down in the city business, and you're causing teachers to come off that back row to the front row because they are the gatekeepers for our children. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. We have another caller on the air. Go ahead, caller.
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Fine. And your name is?
My name is Kathy. I'm calling from Tennessee.
We got Sister Kathy from Tennessee. Wow.
Yes.
Folk from all over the nation are calling in. Go ahead, Sister Kathy.
Yes. I would like to lift my husband, Varnell, up. His joints diagnosed with psoriatic arthritis and rheumatoid. But I don't claim that. That's the diagnosis. I know God has the prognosis, and I know that he's a healer, and I'm asking for prayer for that.
Is your husband at home now?
Yes, he's home now.
All right. Is there any way you can lay hands on him while we pray?
Yes, I can lay hands on him while you pray.
All right. We believe in God for a right now miracle. We reverse that diagnosis of rheumatoid arthritis. Rheumatoid, you have a name, and you are subject to the name above every name. God, we thank you right now for the blood of Jesus. And God, we release the healing balm of Gilead and the angels that deliver healing be released to that house. And God, I thank you right now that you're getting in his brain, in his physical mind to send messages to all the joints and through his spine, to all the joints and the different parts of his body. And God, I thank you that as he get up and move around, if your husband is there right now, he need to get up and just move something that he couldn't move usually. Do something you couldn't do because healing has met you right there. In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name
be
of
healed
Jesus.
Right now in Jesus'
right
name.
Now.
Take up your bed
yes.
and walk right now in
Take
Jesus'
up your
name.
Bed and walk.
Thank
yes,
you,
Lord.
God. Thank you, God.
Hallelujah.
We believe you, God. You are the healer. You are the deliverer, God. Come on, hit those hearts. Y'all praying for God is healing this man in his body right now. I bind that spirit of fear, brother, off of you. There's a spirit of fear that's in you that I curse to the root because God has not given you the spirit of fear, but power, love, and a sound mind. Get up in faith and leave that
Jesus.
Fear down and you get
yes.
up, move those joints, move
yes.
that body, move around
Hallelujah.
In the name
Hallelujah.
Of Jesus. Receive
yes,
your healing right now. Listen, your miracle has come to your house right now. Get up and
Hallelujah.
Walk in it. Get up and walk in it. Get up and walk
Hallelujah.
In it.
Hallelujah.
Get up and walk in it. Thank you, Lord
yes.
Jesus. That's
yes.
it right
Thank
now.
You,
the anointing of God. Listen,
yes.
the anointing is real. God wants to
yes.
heal you. God wants to deliver you. God wants to set you free. And God is healing this man right now. And I'm telling you, what more is he going to do on the 30th of December at 1445 Steel Street? We want you to, we're not playing. We're not playing.
Yes.
We're praying on 1445
Hallelujah.
Steel Street, December the 30th.
Hallelujah.
We're broadcasting live, and we believe in God
yes.
for signs,
yes.
wonder. Listen, I can't heal nobody, but Jesus yes. is the healer. He is the
yes.
deliverer. And sister, you need to go ahead and praise him now.
Hallelujah. Yes, I believe it.
All right. Thank you, brother.
Yes.
Y'all need to call in and give us a praise report.
We'll give you a praise report.
All right,
God
amen.
Bless you.
Amen.
Amen.
How much time we got left? We got 5 minutes. We're going to take two more callers, and then I need to talk about some things we got going on here. Okay, caller, you're on the air. That's right. Release that fire. Fire, 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 fire. Facebook, fire on Periscope and Facebook. God bless you. You're on the air.
Hello?
Hi, how are you?
Hi, this is Mitzi. I'm calling from Chicago.
Hello, Mitzi. Your name sounds familiar. Mitzi from Chicago. Do I know you?
No, ma'am. I don't think so.
Okay.
To meet you. I just want to say quickly that I got diagnosed with breast cancer back in January of 2016, and someone gave me your book, Sandy Norman, Prayers That Bring Change. And I just want to say I pray from that book day and night, and I was healed from the breast cancer. And I'm just calling to ask for prayer that there is no reoccurrence. I have a mammogram coming up, and I'm just praying to God for no reoccurrence of breast cancer anywhere in my body.
Amen. And this sister said it just so happened that I got this book, Prayers that Bring Change. And and there are several people that had cancer, I know for a fact, that prayed out of these books. It wasn't the book, it's what's in the book. It's who is the author of the book. And so she's saying, thanking God that she read this book during her bout with cancer, and the Holy Ghost knocked cancer out. And this sister is getting ready to take another test, you know, just an update. And guess what it is, sister? That's all it is another update with a positive report. You know, go ahead and walk in it. Your body is, your body is so anointed, cancer cannot live in it. So every seed in your mind and every spirit of fear that will come, we cast it out. When in doubt, cast it out, because you are so anointed. The prayers that you have prayed as you stood in the gap for others, not just for healing, especially for family situations and circumstances. You really have a counseling ministry. You have a ministry, to a family oriented ministry. And that ministry that you have, God says, even though you minister through your pain, you minister through your hurt, you minister through your infirmity, God brought you out, but you brought many people out with you. And guess what? Your scripture is Nahum 1:9. Nahum 1:9. No affliction shall come upon you a second time. Walk in it, sister.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. God bless you.
Amen.
We have our last caller. Y'all go ahead and hit those hearts. That sister is not just healed, she's totally healed. And cancer can never come back to her body again. Go ahead, Carla. You're on the air.
Hello, this is LaAndra, and I was calling for prayer for my son Vincent to be delivered out of the hands of the enemy, and for my sister Andrea for healing in her body.
And you know what we're going to do? I'm going to pray after the we're finished. I got a list of everybody that we're going to pray for, but we pray a general prayer over Vincent, over Andrea, over Jackie, Adira, Felicia, Monica, Sandra, Yolanda, Calandra, Althea, Kathy in Tennessee, Mitzi in Chicago. God, we plead the blood of Jesus over every one of them. God, and we thank you for a right now anointing. God, we thank you that you're stirring up some things in the spirit. We're under a third heaven, and all second heaven activity is bound. The angels, the ladder, Jacob's ladder of the Lord has fallen down upon our properties, our land, our places of operation, and they're bringing to us what we need, taking away what we don't need. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen. Listen, first of all, we are celebrating 27 years of ministry, 30 years of salvation. I'm 57 years old. That's an exciting age. I'm telling you, when I was younger, I never would have thought I would feel this good at 57. I thought people 57 was so old, but when you get 57, you realize that 57 ain't that old. 57 is young. But that means that I've been saved longer than I have not been saved. I've been here 57 years. I've been saved 30 years. So I'm over the top right now. We're celebrating. And this radio broadcast, for those of you who have enjoyed Kimberly Daniels Ministries International, come by Spoken Word Ministries, home of the Demon Buster. You know that we are good, fertile ground. And in order for us to stay on this radio broadcast, we need your help. If you can go to Kim Daniels Ministries, KIMDAN, y'all put that on the screen, KIMDANIELSMINISTRIES.com. KimDanielsMinistries.com, and you can go there and you can plant a seed and put this on the screen. We believe in God for $27, $30, or $57, and we need 1,000 sowers. I'm telling you, 1,000 sowers to plant $27, $30, or $57. because, you know, the Bible says some will get an increase of 30-fold, some 60, and some 100-fold. Y'all know this is my 30 anniversary, 27 years of ministry, 30 years of salvation, 57 years of abundant life. And I just want to say to you that if Kimberly Daniels Ministries International has been a blessing to you, we want you to sow a seed. Again, you can go to Kim Daniels, put that up on the screen, KimDanielsMinistries.com. And also, I'm opening up my schedule to travel in 2019. I'm going to be taking speaking engagements throughout January. So if you, and I am taking, and after January 31st, I am not taking any more engagements. I'm going to set my calendar in January for the entire year. So we have people already calling in. If you would like to have me come, and people always say, when are you coming to my city? Well, guess what? You have to have a pastor or organization or someone that's in place to bring the ministry. And my number, you can call for all whatever you need to know about the ministry, 904-342-3393. This is a 24-hour line. It's not 24-hour prayer, but it's 24-hour business. But they can get a message to a prayer partner. 904, put that on the screen, 342-3393. 904-342-3393. All right, those of you who are listening at Praise 107.9, if you've been enjoying the show, I can't stay on the show unless you sow, okay? Am I rapping or rhyming or something like that? You know, I can do all things through Christ Jesus who strengthened me, but it is real good when we partner. And in order for me to be able to continue to do what I do and minister live, and we're going to do more ministry, we need your assistance because our help comes from the Lord. We're believing for 1,000. Now, you know, I know there are people on Periscope. Those of you who are on Periscope, go ahead and hit those hearts and make some comments on Periscope. Those on Facebook, y'all know I've been ministering to you for years. And, you know, we rarely take donations, but money answers all things. OK, I could not run my political campaign unless we had donors, and we have to do this show in excellence. And we want to do a lot more things. So we need your help. We believe in God for 27 seeds of $27. $30 and $57. You say, I want to give. Well, listen, obedience is better than sacrifice. Some of you may want to give $100, but we just gave this guideline, $27, $30, $57. You can give online at KimDanielsMinistries.com. This is Apostle Kimberly Daniels of Spoken Word Ministries, and I am excited to invite you to share a time of ministry with me on the last Sunday of 2018, December the 30th. I am celebrating 27 years of ministry and 30 years of salvation. Yeah, that's right. I've been saved longer than I haven't been saved, and I want to share that joy and ministry with you through healing, deliverance, and prophetic words from the Lord.
Sunday night, December 30th, beginning with praise and worship at 5 p.m. at Spoken Word Ministries, 1445 Steel Street.
This is an opportunity to come and join me live as we will be broadcasting from Praise 107.9. Can't wait to see, feel, and experience the power of God.
Thank you for tuning in to this week's show. To contact Apostle Kimberly Daniels at Spoken Word Ministries, you can call her at 904-237-9363. Services are Sundays at 12 noon or Wednesdays at 7:30 p.m. Or you can be her friend on Facebook by logging in at State Representative Kimberly Daniels. Don't forget to like and follow. And join us again next Sunday evening at 6 here on Praise 107.9.